two plays, one an intense drama, the other a comedy, are on now at the Shaw Festival. At first glance, you might perhaps not think that George Bernard Shaw's Getting Married had much in common with The Little Foxes by Lillian Hellman. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, though, would disagree with you if you thought that way. Lynn's with me now to explain. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
What is it about these plays that makes you see them as a pair?
They're plays.
All right.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you so much.
It was nice to see you.
Yes, and yeah, nice hi. They're both classics. They're about families and the dynamics that make them work or not. Even though Getting Married is set in England and The Little Foxes is set in southern United States, we can appreciate the intellect in both. Marriage factors heavily in both, although from different points of view with different results. Both are written by master storytellers, with Shaw offering his usual philosophical slant on Getting Married and Lillian Hellman suffusing The Little Foxes with sharp psychological observation.
Let's talk about the comedy first. What is Getting Married about? Presumably it's about getting married, yes?
It's about getting married, or not, as the case might be. In Getting Married, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge North, he's the Bishop of Chelsea. That's a good gig.
Yes.
They're making preparations for the marriage that very day for their of their daughter Edith to her fiancé, Cecil. There's a problem. Someone has secretly left a pamphlet for the couple, the soon-to-be-married couple, to read, and it's about marriage and why they shouldn't do it. So both couples are really fascinated by this and spend most of the time reading it. There is another couple of a certain age, not married, in which the man, Boxer Bridge North, wants to marry the intensely independent woman, Lesbia Grantham. She gives him all sorts of reasons why she refuses. He counters by blustering and pouting, saying it's not normal for a woman to be single in that time. George Bernard Shaw is not too kind to these silly men, and he champions the independent woman. So be mindful, this play was written 100 years ago, and there's much philosophizing about marriage, sexual politics, and what are we going to do with all this food if the marriage doesn't take place?
Mr. Shaw ahead
of
the curve.
Yes, you know, he's always thinking, that guy.
What about Little Foxes, the drama? What is the Little Foxes about?
Little Foxes. Lillian Hellman wrote this in 1939, but set it in 1900, and it's about greed, money, social position, and psychological scarring. Regina Giddens and her two businessmen brothers, Oscar and Ben, have a chance at a huge business deal. A businessman from Chicago wants to go into business with them using Southern cotton. And the result is they will all be rich, but the siblings must contribute money equally. The brothers have their own money. Regina does not. So she'll have to use her husband's money, and he won't give it to her. He thinks the brothers are despicable. I wonder why. They're quite prepared, these brothers, these wonderful brothers. They're quite prepared to cut her out if she doesn't have the money. So Regina is also underhanded. After all, she's been taught by masters, her brothers, and she finds a way of getting what she wants and overpowering her brothers to get even as well. For example, when their father died, he passed over Regina for an inheritance and favored the brothers instead. So, of course, you know, she's carrying a grudge.
Yes.
I was struck, I'll tell you, from the way the siblings treat each other and the way they treat their spouses and other people. These people are monsters. The thing that makes them really fascinating and terrifying is that they're so recognizably human.
Nasty bit of business,
nasty,
as they say.
Nasty, yeah.
The productions here, how are they?
Well, I think the Shaw Festival has one of the best acting companies in this country or anywhere. They know the style of playing and these actors make these plays sing. With Getting Married, director Joseph Ziegler captures the buoyancy and humor of the play, but doesn't sacrifice the intellectual rigor of Shaw's ideas. For instance, as the Bishop of Chelsea, that's a great gig, David Sherman has that easy manner and sometimes bemused look about him, but he's always on the ball and smart. As Lesbia Grantham, the independent woman, Fiona Byrne has an easy grace but a steely resolve, certainly when dealing with Boxer Bridge North, that blustery puppy man. In The Little Foxes, director Ida Holmes is mindful of the small details. She makes us look harder because she spends so much time on these little details. There has to be an elegance to these characters that makes them intriguing, and they are, otherwise they'll just appear venal, and this company does this masterfully. This is achieved in spades by making us, you know, see the various sides of them. As Regina, Lori Payton is icy, watchful, and formidable. As Birdie, the fragile-minded wife of one of the brothers, Sherry Flett is twittery, flighty, but so aware what she has become that it's breathtaking. Both productions are full of gleaming performances like these.
Time is tight.
It is.
So what if you had to choose just one? Which one would you suggest?
Okay, I'm going to say this. Nobody should have to be put in such a terrible position. Certainly when you're faced with such wonderful theater, you see both. Or you find a way of seeing both. Or you see one time and then you go back and see it again. How can you deny yourself such great things?
You're about to go to England.
I am.
This is what you do. You travel around and you see theater all over the place.
I do. I've been known to do that. I'm going to England for 18 days, but I'm taking a little side trip to place called France.
Is there one thing, I mean, London being the center of the theatrical world, perhaps, is there one thing that you want to see that perhaps might come here? People, theater junkies who listen to you and think, well, that's going to be great. What do you want to see? Do you know?
I've seen something in London in the winter time, in winter. It's called War Horse. It's one of the best pieces of theater I've ever seen. And if there's a theater god somewhere, I hope somebody brings it to this continent.
Wow. Lynn Slotkin, our theater critic. She also publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter. Getting Married and the Little Foxes play at the Shaw Festival through the 1st of November.